You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday evening, July the 5th, holiday weekend for everyone else but me. I'm reporting into duty tonight. Listen, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, right? So the flame of liberty must be forever ablaze. And so since the truth never sleeps, like money, the truth never sleeps, so the truth tellers cannot sleep also. And so we're here tonight, Sam Bushman in the studio there in Utah, making sure we are syndicated tonight around the country to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. And here we are, folks, punching the clock on a holiday weekend just for you and for a cause far greater than ourselves. Welcome back to the show. We'll start this segment out with a little bit of good news. We spent the first hour, I think, depressingly enough, talking about the state of affairs in contemporary America and the continuing third world alien invasion. Not that the government turns a blind eye to, but that it aids and abets and that it encourages at the expense of the people who once made this nation a very special place. But I do have some good news for you. Finally, I had a chance to break free today. It's been 2 weeks in the making, but I went to go see Jersey Boys today. And I would encourage everyone, if you need a little pick-me-up, and if you follow current politics, you do, go see the movie. It'll probably be out of the first-run theaters in another week or two. It doesn't have a lot of violence or explosions or naked women, and so it's above the mindset of most modern Americans now. They just, you know, dysgenics and all. They don't have the capacity for a movie without stuff like that. But anyway, it was a good movie. Of course, I'm a big Frankie Valli fan, as you all know. Met the man many, many times. Always see him in Florida and talk to him backstage after the show. Good movie. Go see it. I took advantage of the holiday weekend today. You can do it, too, if you want to, and think of the Political Cesspool staff when you do it. Also, another little update of sorts, our second quarter fundraising drive was held during the month of June, and I am pleased that by the skin of our teeth, once again, folks, you delivered, and I should never doubt the audience of the Political Cesspool. After 10 years of toiling in the vineyards, you've never let us down. And we brought enough into the storehouse to sustain our work for the next at least 3 months, and then we'll do it all over again, but we'll have fun doing it. But thank you to everyone who made our second quarter fundraising drive a success. Of course, we're going to be kicking back a percentage of that to the network that puts us out on the airwaves for you to listen to. And for those who donated at the levels of $100 or more, we're going to be getting your incentive package to you shortly. They have not shipped yet, only because we're still waiting on this book that is yet to be, well, it has been printed, but we're waiting to get the shipment. It goes on sale to the general public in August, and listeners of our program are going to get it a few days early. But as soon as they come in, and they should come in here in the next few days, we're going to get them out to you. So be patient. They are coming. We haven't forgotten about you, and we thank everyone. We had people that donated $3. And we appreciate the $3 donations. We appreciate everything. Everything that you can give and did give. We love you, folks. Some people contributed a couple of times. God bless you. I contributed. Never going to ask you to do something that I'm not willing to do for myself. That's the kind of man, the kind of men we are. Me and Keith and Eddie and Winston and the rest of the folks here that make this show go behind the scenes. Thank you for that, and you'll be getting your stuff in the mail from us soon. And, by the way, now that we've got fundraising taken care of, at least for a couple of weeks here, don't forget, big event coming up in Memphis this October. Folks, you got to be here. The Political Cesspool's 10-year anniversary celebration. The family reunion. We're going to have musical entertainment. You're going to have a live remote broadcast of the Political Cesspool from the floor of our venue. It is going to be a party 10 years in the making. It's a once-in-a-decade opportunity. We don't do annual conferences like some other groups like American Renaissance or the Council of Conservative Citizens annual gatherings. We don't do that here. But we're doing it this year, and we want you to be there. People are signing up every week. We had a handful of registrations come in this week from all over the country, Washington State, New Jersey. We had a registration from New Jersey yesterday, a couple in Illinois, a couple in Kentucky, all over the country. Fans of the Political Cesspool are going to be joining us in Memphis, Tennessee in mid-October, and we want you to be there. Great speakers, great food, live music. You get to be a part of a live studio audience as we broadcast this show live in front of you. You'll be cheering. You'll be crying. Women will be taking their hotel room keys to Keith and Eddie. We're going to see it all together, folks, and we want you to be there for that. My wife will be in full bloom, 9 months pregnant. Her due date's a week after this thing, 2 weeks after our party. We don't know what's going to happen there, but we know it's going to be fun. And we want you to be part of that fun. And there's still rooms and seats available for you folks. Don't miss this opportunity. You might not get another chance. We hope we'll be here 10 more years to celebrate a 20-year anniversary. But that's in the Lord's hands. And His plan is better than mine. And we'll see what happens. I'm planning on it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you never know. But the 10-year one, I think we're going to make. And that's going to be this October. If you want to be there, all you got to do is send me an email, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and I'll tell you how to register. It's $125 a person or $175 per couple. And for that price, you're going to get 4 meals. It basically covers your food, all of your food while you're there, a couple of breakfasts, a couple of dinners, and all of the other festivities and activities that we'll be engaging in for 2 days, folks. We are going to... We're going to party like we're going to take America back. What can I say? I'm excited about it. I really am. It's so encouraging to see the places where people are going to be traveling from to come and join us and be part of this family reunion in Memphis. Sam Bushman and the great Kurt Crosby, his co-host on the Liberty Roundtable show, they got their tickets last week. They're going to be coming in from Utah. You're going to meet the head honcho himself, the owner of our network, and Sam's going to give a speech. He who owns the media makes the rules. Let me tell you something, folks. I saw Sam give this speech in the flesh in Nashville, I think it was year before last. That alone is worth the price of the registration fee, which we're not making money. It's a break-even proposition for us. It basically helps us pay for the food. We're going to feed you good this trip, but you're going to get all of that and more. All of the hosts of the Political Cesspool are going to be speaking, myself, Eddie, Keith, some surprise speakers. If I haven't sold you by now, you can't be sold, but I just want you to have the opportunity to come because this will sell out. It will be a packed house, so reserve your spot while you still can. James@thepoliticalcesspool.org. You should have received, if you were a regular contributor to the show or if you have donated to the show in the past, you should have received a snail mail invitation by now. But just in case you misplaced it, James@thepoliticalcesspool.org. I'll tell you how to register. Only a couple of months to go, folks. Now that we're in July, October's not that far away. Make plans now to be in Memphis this fall. When we come back, we're going to get back to work here. Announcements are over. Back to the grindstone right after this.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Okay, folks, it's a one-man wrecking crew here. Kevin McDonald, Dr. Kevin McDonald, the incomparable Kevin McDonald, is slated to be our guest, and the gremlins are somewhere between here and Long Beach, California tonight because we're having trouble connecting to him, although we are emailing one another with the backup phone line for our VIP guest, and hopefully he will be joining us on the air in just a moment. Well, he just sent me his, I'm going to forward this to our producer. He sent me his phone number. Okay. Watch me tread water here, folks, and try to type and think and talk at the same time. Okay. I think that's the same number we had for him before, but we will see. Somehow we will connect with Kevin McDonald tonight. And when we do, we're going to revisit a story that I covered at least for a few minutes last week. Gary Oldman, truly one of the great actors in Hollywood, Gary Oldman has become a pariah for mentioning a very obvious truth. And we're going to talk to Kevin about that, we hope, in just a moment. But while we're waiting on that, I will try to quickly work in another story. And this is happening now once a week, so it's really not that newsworthy anymore, but a judge in Indiana has struck down the law protecting the sanctity of marriage. It seems like every week now we have another rogue, tyrannical judge legislating from the bench. And now it takes place in Indiana. Hunter Wallace of Occidental Descent has offered his take on the matter, saying that these are the top three reasons why the United States system cannot be reformed. Federal judges are the final authority on everything, even the most sensitive questions that exist, like the definition of marriage, which makes voting a futile exercise. Number two, why the current system in this country cannot be reformed, and we're taking just the latest case in which a judge has struck down a law protecting the sanctity of marriage. with regard to so-called homosexual marriage, the oligarchy that rules America can bribe politicians. The real election takes place after the official one, when campaign contributions are exchanged for so-called evolving on this or that troublesome position. Also, the oligarchy has the resources to take care of elected politicians with plush jobs once they leave public service, so it pays to toe their line while you're in office. And number three, even when Congress or the state legislature pass laws, for instance, the 1996 Immigration Act, executives can choose to ignore those laws and refuse to enforce them, which is why millions of illegal aliens have currently overrun our borders. So again, folks, not news here, but it continues to be disturbing to know that you can live in a country that either selectively enforces or illegally manufactures laws based upon political correctness. And now, without further ado, it is certainly very much my honor to welcome back to the show the one and only Dr. Kevin McDonald of California State University, Long Beach. You will know him, my friends, as the prolific author of such epics as The Culture of Critique and his most recent installment, Cultural Insurrections. He is, among other things, the founding editor of TheOccidentalObserver.net, one of my daily reads. Kevin, welcome to the show. Sorry we had trouble getting you.
Yeah, very sorry about that. My phone just wasn't working properly. I finally restarted, and everything seems to be fine now. But anyway.
The ADL is a very powerful entity. I mean, I tell you.
There you go.
Well, my friend, you wrote, the Southern Poverty Law, yeah, it was one of them. It must have been the SPLC this time. Okay, well, we covered last week for a few minutes, as I shared with the audience, or reminded them, rather, about the... Gary Oldman. I mean, he should know better than telling the truth in Hollywood. How many case studies do we have to go from? But you wrote a great article about it entitled "The Gary Oldman Becomes a Pariah." Folks can read it for themselves at TheOccidentalObserver.net. Why don't you break down what happened with Gary Oldman in your own words and kind of give us a drive-by of that, what that article read, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, okay. His basic problem was that he said that that Jews run Hollywood. Now, you know, that's just something that the ADL goes crazy about. And so in the article, I first of all talked about all the people who come before, you know, Marlon Brando, William Cash, Oliver Stone, Rick Sanchez, Joel Stein, who's a writer in the LA Times, Manny Friedman in the Times of Israel, and Ben Stein, you probably know him. And I have a photo of the cover of Moment from the 1990s somewhere, where it says, Jews run Hollywood, so what? You know, so it's a common knowledge. And yet, whenever this happens, the ADL goes crazy, and then this person, and that's why, you know, you got to wonder what's going on with Gary Oldman. Doesn't he know this by now? I mean, they very intentionally make examples of these people. And so, you know, as soon as he did this, the ADL went crazy, and then he did this abject apology, you know, heartful and deeply remorseful and all this stuff, heartfelt, genuine, and all this enormous political, personal affinity for the Jewish people and all that. Even that was not enough. You know, the ADL just rejected that apology, and so I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't seen any follow-ups. But what I do in the article then is go through the basic data that, yes, the Jews do run Hollywood, and that makes a big difference. The backup story for the ADL is, well, yeah, Jews sort of run Hollywood, yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. It wouldn't matter, you know, if you and I were running Hollywood or if Jews were in Hollywood, makes absolutely no difference. And, of course, that's ridiculous. And so I try to show that, I cite these academic sources showing that the attitudes that Hollywood has are very much in line with the mainstream Jewish community. To say Jewish issues are treated with respect, that the basic ideas that come out of Hollywood are the same ideas of mainstream Jewish organizations and very different from the rest of America. I thought one of the most telling ones is that since the 1960s, a quote from academic sources, cite academic sources, the Hollywood creative community has disseminated views on issues such as sex, marriage, and family, very different from those held by the majority of Americans and the majority of Americans historically as well. a substantial percentage of the Hollywood creative community aims at a basic restructuring of America's basic institutions in a left liberal direction. In other words, liberal Hollywood. And, you know, this is something we all know, but it's something that we have to remind ourselves once in a while, because the ADL acts like this is completely nutcase stuff. But again, you can easily find academic sources that say this. Another very, very interesting thing is that the social and political messages emanating from Hollywood have been impervious to politics, to the, what happens in elections. If anything, with the ascendance of conservative politics in Washington during the 1980s and Reagan, may have accelerated the tendency for television to be on the left. So, I mean, again, it's not that they're just trying to get money or something like that. They have an ideological agenda, and that is what is coming out in Hollywood.
Well, and that is, of course, the significance of the fact, and why we take issue with this disproportionate amount of Jewish power and influence over our media in general, but certainly in Hollywood, is that they skew so far to the left. And, you know, conservative Christian groups specifically want to rightly oppose a lot of the filth and degeneracy coming out of Hollywood without really pointing to the common denominator that ties it all together. And so this is why we believe that it is harmful. Well, we'll read what they say about their own control about Hollywood when we come back, but certainly this anti-American, anti-white, anti-Christian bias that comes from Hollywood is something that we oppose, and you can't oppose something like that without opposing the people who make it possible, at least in terms of their, again, their predominance in that city of Los Angeles. We'll be back with the great Kevin McDonald right after this.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key.
Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
We're back with the one and only Dr. Kevin McDonald of California State University, Long Beach, the editor of the OccidentalObserver.net, one of my favorite websites and certainly among my daily reads, a prolific author as well. And, you know, we were talking at the top of the show and really throughout the first hour about Independence Day and some of the heroes of our people going back. And, you know, certainly at any point in time, heroes were few and far between, but heroes do still exist. And I count Kevin McDonald among them for his willingness to tell the truth in an age where that is not a good career move, to say the least. And we're talking about the treatment that Gary Oldman is receiving from his overlords in Hollywood for mentioning a well-known fact that Jews control Hollywood. Now, that can either be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on your political persuasion, I guess. If you hate this country and if you hate Christians and if you hate white people, then you should love that fact. But if you tend to appreciate some of those things, well, I think it's your duty to speak out. And when you see the product that stems from Hollywood in movie after movie after movie and television show after television show that attack and ridicule and demonize men and women of European descent, attack and ridicule and demonize the traditional faith of these people, our people. We are the butt of jokes. We are the butt of jokes in this media. We are represented as evil incarnate. We're mocked and persecuted. But listen, I'm going to speak out about that. I'm going to exercise my right to speak out about that, and I'm going to name names. And of course, when I name those names, they're going to respond by saying, I'm an anti-Semite because I don't appreciate what they put out. And the only way I can be a good little Gentile is if I either shut up or support what comes out of Hollywood. Anyway, Kevin, I didn't intend to go on that rant necessarily, but Gary Oldman is not the first Gentile who has mentioned the Jewish control of Hollywood. Mel Gibson famously did it a few years ago, and we all know how that ended. But as you mentioned in your opening commentary, my friend, this is something, it's not just something that people in the know realize. Jews celebrate and brag about this fact. You mentioned the picture of Moment magazine, which is subtitled as The Jewish Magazine for the 90s. You got a picture of it on it here with the headline that reads, front and center, Jews run Hollywood. So what? I'm going to read a passage that everyone knows about, certainly you as well, from the Times of Israel. The author writes, let's be honest with ourselves here, Jews, fellow Jews. We do control the media. We've got so many dudes up in the executive offices and all the big movie production companies, it's almost obscene. Just about every movie or television show is rife with actors, directors, and writers who are Jewish. Did you know that all eight major film studios are run by Jews? So, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong here, and I hope I'm not oversimplifying this. If I agree with a Jewish person that they control Hollywood, or at least have a disproportionate amount of representation in the media, I'm an anti-Semite? I'm an anti-Semite for agreeing with a Jew on this issue? Is that what it's come down to?
Well, that's the thing, you know, it's sort of like an expression of Jewish power, where you have something that's really obvious, you know, like grass is green or sky is blue. But, you know, you're supposed to keep saying, you know, that the sky is orange or the grass is yellow, and no matter what it actually is. And, you know, this is real power, where they can force you to say things or refuse to tell the truth. Even though it's obviously true, even though Jews will talk about it, I have a whole list of people there who acknowledge it, and that's really an expression of power, where you can't name the 800-pound gorilla, where you cannot talk about Jewish interests. If there's one common denominator of the ADL, it is to keep the discussion of Jewish power and Jewish influence off the public radar. Yeah, when recently Joe Biden talked about how Jews are such a dramatic and great influence on culture. Yeah, the ADL is not really happy about that. They don't want people talking about that at all, even if it's in positive terms, because they don't want people thinking in those lines that Jews actually have any influence. So it's really an expression of power. You can't talk about the 800-pound gorilla. You can't talk about the fact that you got people like Adelson contributing $100 million to the last presidential election, and he's going to do more the next time around. And his whole issue is Israel, and now he's very in favor of immigration and so on. So you can't talk about it. He's a Jew. He has Jewish attitudes. That's the outrageous thing. Well, people like us, we have to talk about that. This is still, believe it or not, the 4th of July, we treasure certain freedoms in America. One is freedom of speech. Now, these people want to shut it down. There's no question. One more Supreme Court judge in the First Amendment is history, but we got to keep doing it while we can. We have to keep telling the truth. You're just saying the things that are so obvious, so well. It's like talking about gravity or something like that. But, it doesn't exist. It's a social construct. It's anti-Semitism. It's evil. And it intimidates the vast majority of people. The vast majority of people will not say that. I don't know how the average white person talks to himself about that. Do they just put it out of their mind? I don't know. It's so sad, but we are then relegated to the fringes, and we don't have your show's not on Fox News or NBC or something, and I'm out here too, so here we are. We're on the outside looking in. They have the power, and they use it. And part of the is to simply squelch the obvious. You can't say the obvious. It's very Orwellian. Things that are just very obviously true can't be said, and if you say them, you'll go to prison, or you'll lose your job, or you'll lose all your friends, and the whole thing. It's just raw power.
Well, I liked how you once again referenced the 4th of July, and when we think back on some of those men, and even if they were doing it just for financial gain, which is that's always a motivating factor, compare people like George Washington. For whatever reason, he did ride into battle. And now we can't even suffer being called a name.
Right.
A name that's untrue in many cases, because I don't wish harm for Jewish people. Even the Zionist radical left-wing lot that occupies our media and Capitol Hill, and I certainly believe are motivated by a sense of hatred in their hearts for our people and for Christianity and a lot of the things that have motivated and animated Europeans for a while. Even if they hate us, I can't find it in myself to hate, but I will say this, I will oppose them and I will name them and I will work to remove them from their positions of influence, because I believe it's bad for my family. I believe it's bad for this country. And you should be able to meet in the court of public opinion and engage in a healthy debate, and people can be free to agree or disagree with our assessment of the situation. But, if you lose that right, and Kevin, to a great extent, we have lost that right, because short of the people on this show and you and others that we could probably mention by name that are doing this publicly, they have been successful in shutting down the very seed of men that descended from Washington and Henry and Robert E. Lee. I mean, their descendants are silenced now. We won't suffer name-calling. Our ancestors sacrificed blood and bone. The victory is nearly complete.
It is. And people are terrified because, there are real losses. You lose your job. You lose all your friends. We need more courage, and people have to do what they can and stand up, because this is when we still have the First Amendment that people won't speak out. There are all these things are informal. Gary Oldman is certainly going to rue the day he did this. He probably will not get anywhere near the kind of work he would have gotten otherwise. But People have got to make it. The things are, you know, I frankly, 4th of July just really depressed me because I see all these Americans going out and they're acting as though things haven't really changed. You know, that we're still the same country that we grew up in, the American flag and fireworks and all that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not. It's just completely different country.
Kevin, I don't know. I don't mean to interrupt you of all people, but I don't know if you listened to my opening 30 minutes on this show, but me and you are thinking exactly the same. I spent 30 right. minutes developing that line of thought that you just mentioned in a couple of sentences, yeah. But I share your lamentations.
It's just horrifying. I'm very, very depressed and angry, and getting angrier by the day. I frankly really am. Now this immigration surge at the border, you know, it's not never ending, and it's obviously, you know, it's the intention is to replace us, to displace us, to
that's right,
to take our country away.
And if you can't speak out about that, folks, if you can't speak out about that from a position of righteousness and good,
right?
You know, it's a good thing to want to survive. I want to live. I want to have a place that people that share my culture and traditions and heroes can live and prosper. And I want that for everyone else too. But it can't be in my house. Kevin, I love you, brother. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We got to take a break, but every show we have with you is always a barn burner, and we'll have it again in short order.
Thank you, James.
Kevin McDonald, everybody. Support his work at theoccidentalobserver.net.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-7777. 6397.
Oh, well, there's a little pick-me-up. Let's hang on. By the Four Seasons, of course. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is in the studio now. So as if the fireworks last night weren't enough, we're, I'm sure, going to have some here now that the Bombardier has flown into the broadcast booth. And he's not taking the holiday weekend either, folks. You just can't afford to. I tell you what, there's so many people that, they, you know, they don't take holidays off from safeguarding liberty and our freedom and what's right for all Americans and certainly for our people. But, yeah, they take a lifetime off. So I guess we have to work for all of them. And we're trying to the best of our ability. You know, I wish we could do more. I always wish we could do more, but we've done more than most. Thanks to the breath that God has given us and the financial support and friendship that you and our listening audience have given us. I'm very proud of the legacy of this show. 10 years now on the air. It will be this October, and we've accomplished a lot, and that's what we're going to celebrate in Memphis this fall. It's been a long time coming, you know. It's gone by fast, too. We've kept our heads down, and we've just all of the publicity we've gotten over the years, we haven't sought any of it. You know, a lot of people are a lot of shock jocks. They pull stunts. They say things purposefully to get media attention. And we've just always been purist, I guess, in wanting to just tell the truth and do it in a workmanlike manner, bringing our, you know, lunch pails into the studio and just doing the work. And we've gotten more relative fame and celebrity than, you know, I ever thought possible when we started it. And it's not all been good press, but it's forged an audience that's been formidable. And no press is bad press, I guess you could say. But thank God, because we haven't got a lot of good. But no, folks, I mean, it's been great what we've done here, and we look forward to continuing it for a long, long time to come. But let's pause and celebrate it together this October in Memphis. Send me an email, and we'll let you know how you can join us. A lot of people already have. Okay, Eddie, the Bombardier is in, as I just mentioned, and he was listening to the show on the AM dial on his drive into work tonight, and was listening on the headset to the latter part of that interview with Kevin McDonald, the last segment, and he's going to offer his take on it, and then we're going to go back to immigration a little bit in the third hour with Eddie. It's going to be good.
Before I do anything or say anything, I would like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for getting me in here once again to be with my family on the radio. God bless you people for tuning in on this 4th of July weekend. You are the select group. You are the proud and the few. I would like to also send a special hello out there to some of our regular listeners. Over in North Alabama we have, I'll just say his name is Bugsy from the old Winton neighborhood in the old, redneck guru of North Alabama. They listen all the time. And I'd like to say also hello to Lee Cochran, who listens all the time, and the Copperhead. I hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Now, with that said, I would like to address some of the things that Dr. McDonald said. All is not lost, Dr. McDonald. Get your chin up, son. Never give up. It's never over till the fat lady sings, and she's not even warming up yet. In fact, I heard she's got, you know, laryngitis. Listen, first of all, we're going to address the what I call the total irrelevant court system. And the reason I say it's irrelevant is because it really is. It's the weakest branch of government. If all we have to do, people, is just read the Constitution, it's simple. If you'll go to, matter of fact, I have a little Constitution in my hand. I keep it with me most of the time. As my son here, my spirit son, will let you know, I carry the Constitution with me all the time, also along with my King James Bible. But in Article 10 of the Constitution says, and let me get flick over here to Article 10. It's real short. It says, and this is addressing the Light and the Loafers Supreme Court. Article 10, United States Constitution. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, what I'm talking about here is nullification, people, by the greatest part of the government, the most powerful part of the government, is the what I call the fourth branch of government. That's we the people. And you know whose fault it is because the country's going to hell? Well, I'm not going to say me or you and all of us because it is some of our fault, but it's the fault of the vast majority of the people of the United States, the vast majority of the white people. You know why, people? Because we have become fat in our soul. We have become fat in our heart. We have become lazy. We have become passive. And just we just really don't give a damn if you want to think about it. You know, we care about our kids some, but we don't care enough about them to keep sending them to these hell holes we call the public schools. At one time in the public school systems, they taught government. I'm 67 years old. I remember going into the government. I remember having this course called Civics where we had Tennessee history. And it wasn't doing this watered down crap. We were taught things about the Constitution. We read things like J. Edgar Hoover, None Dare Call It Deceit, you know, we read all kinds of stuff like that. Listen, we have the power to negate anything that the court system powers to pass. And they're not even supposed to pass law. We have the power in us to nullify anything that the Congress passes. You know why we don't do it? Because we're too stupid and ignorant, because we don't study these things, and we're too lazy. And we said this 1,000 times. We're too interested in what the Tide's going to do this weekend. Lord knows I love football, but I don't love the Tide as much as I love my country, because you know what, the Tide, Nick Saban, and all them people that I like to watch, they don't know who I am. They don't give a crap about the Bombardier. All they worry about is the line in their pockets. Stop wasting your time on the TV and get your kids out of these stinking public schools. Do what you have to do and homeschool them and teach them the proper government of this country. Teach them how to change things. Teach them civics. Teach them politics. And listen, secondly, that's the solution. And one of the problems is not just the schools, but it's the crappy churches we have. The churches in this country right here are so screwed up. I mean, we no longer sit. Jesus no longer sits at the right hand of God. You know, the Jews sit at the right hand of Jesus. You go to just about any of these evangelical Christian schools, and they will just worship, get down and worship the Jews. The Jews are going to hell just like anybody else that does not accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Read the Bible, folks. Read your Bible. It's in there. I'm not going to outline all these chapters tonight for you, but it's there. Get off your lazy duff and read it. Stop worshiping the Jews. Worship Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'll give you a hint. Let's take off on the Galatians 3rd chapter. You can go to the Council of Jerusalem over, you know, when Peter addressed that. Okay, on to Hollywood, people. You know why these Jews in Hollywood have so much power? Let me give you a clue. Turn your stinking TVs off. Stop going to these movies. Stop watching these advertisements controlled by the Jews. If you will stop watching these Hollywood movies, boycott those suckers. Boycott their Jew-controlled magazines. They control all of them. Don't use that. Go outside and play baseball with your kids. Take your boy, girls fishing. Take them to the park like James Edwards has been doing his kid lately. Like I used to do my grandson before we got to be 19 years old. That's what you do. You stop patronizing them, putting money in the movies, and they will fold up. And listen, here's another thing I'm going to address to one of my friends I talked about last night. Stop feeling sorry for the black race. The black race is one of the most, they're one of the most fortunate races that ever was. They suffered far less from slavery than the white people ever did. I sent James Edwards an article over here. He's already fully aware of it. If we have time, I'd like to James or Sam or somebody to put it up on the website so you people can read and see just how much hell that the Irish immigrants, the Irish slaves had to go through coming over here to this country. They were rounded up by, guess who? The Jews in England. They rounded them up just like the Jews controlled the black slave trade. They also controlled the white slave trade. Many, many more whites were put into slavery than the blacks. And you know, say, you think that's a lie? That's not true. That's not in history books. Well, guess what? It's probably not in the history books. It'd been any history books been written since the 1920, 1910, because all that's been taken out by, you know who? Our Jewish masters, slave masters. They're the ones that control not only Hollywood, not only the newspaper and TV and radios and television, God only knows what else. They also control the school system coming down from the United Nations. So, but that's true. James knows about that. Sam knows about that. The guru of North Alabama knows about that. So stop feeling sorry for them. If the Jews had left them in Africa, they would still be eating each other. They would still be practicing cannibalism. That's going on to this day in parts of New Guinea. So stop feeling for them. That false, and this is one thing Keith Alexander's talked about before, this false, crappy altruism, misplaced altruism that the white race has. And I personally think it's in our genes to feel sorry for every race there is on the face of the planet except our own. I know people that in my church right now, they think that, you know, that God has just told them to go over here to Africa, to live in Kenya, and you could, you know, to go over here and evangelicalize, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in Africa. They need to stay here in this country and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ here. So, you know, and Kevin MacDonald was talking about how all these words that, you know, that he's talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the living room you can't speak about. You know, Orwellian talked about that. George Orwell talked about that. He coined that as doublespeak, you know, where the Jews have all the power. And they'll admit it when the Jews will say, yes, we do control Hollywood. We control every bit of it. We control all the newspapers, all the advertising. We actually control the Internet. Guess who started up Google? You know, guess who started up Facebook? What's his name? Zuckerman started up Facebook, the billionaire. What is he, 30 years old? You know, and that's also a front for the CIA. So, and like I was talking about that Jewish dispensationalism, get you a Bible and get away from that old Scofield Bible, which was written. I hear people in my church, this just burns me up. They talk about that good old Scofield Bible, that old Scofield Bible. God, I love my old Scofield Bible. You know how old the old Scofield Bible is? It came around about 1914, 1916. There was a guy in Scotland, I believe his name was John Darby. We're getting ready to go to a break, folks. We're going to come back. Me and James are going to talk about some stuff like this when we come back from the break. See you in a few minutes, people.
Thank you, folks. We'll be back with the third hour. I told you he was coming in red hot. Somebody lit a firecracker in his truck on the way down here. We'll be back.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.